Friends, as we think about Thanksgiving in the week ahead, we can just simply list how God has guided us in hard times. How verse 2 and verse 4, how God has protected us and still does so, and how God will provide in the future even the delicacies that will come our way. This last month was really interesting to be a part of the elders meeting and then to be a part of the council meeting here at Peace. And that may perk your ears. Those meetings are interesting and fun. They were. We did an exercise here at Peace in which we listed our wants and our needs at Peace Lutheran Church. What a great exercise that was. By the way, in the weeks ahead, you're going to see that list on the hallway. Take a look at the list that's out there. It is very exciting because over the last couple of years, we haven't been able to really dig into some of those things that of the wants and needs list that we have. It's also exciting for you, for all of us in this way. You get to participate. If there's something on that list that's not there, share it with the Brain Trust at Peace, whoever that is, George and Todd and the elders. Or if there's something that you think we should, you know, maybe not do, share that too with the elders and leaders at the church, myself or Dan. We really are in a brainstorming type moment, and some of those things are really exciting. Things like remodeling those old bathrooms over on this side of the wing, and things like taking care of the windows, they're in the fellowship hall, and taking care of the irrigation system out in front. Did you know someone comes in the summertime every 5 days and spends sometimes hours to water those infant trees? Now, that irrigation system will help in our summer season for sure. All sorts of things were listed. A television screen for the youth in their youth room. But here's the thing. That's really important to do wants and needs lists. It's so exciting we're doing it. But also this. We need to make a list of what God has given to us right now. A building. We're here. How awesome, Lord, that you've provided it. Fellowship with other people. Boy, have we taken that for granted. How nice it is to have people to simply share life with, and a burden and struggle or a thanksgiving that we have. We can celebrate that God's presence is here. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there with you. We can celebrate the promises that God gives. Let's make those lists of what God has given to us. You know how powerful it is to share thanksgiving when you're going through challenging circumstances? It changes lives. Back to Martin Rinkert. Pastor Martin Rinkert had a hard ministry. 30 plus years in a small German village, 8,000 deaths in just 1 year, 4,000 officiated 4,000 funerals in his ministry, and he did 50 in one day, as I shared before. Now, the good news to share with you is that towards the latter part of his life, things got better, a little easier for him and his family, which is nice to hear. But then the Swedes came from up north. I'm sorry if you're Swedish, but this is true. The Swedes came from up north and they invaded the village just when things were getting better. A big Swedish general came up to Martin Rinkert, the only clergy in town, and said this town will need to pay 30,000 florina as tribute to the Swedish king. That was an unbelievable amount of money. No way the village could have done it. Legend has it, Martin Rinkert, in good form, kneeled down and prayed. He gave thanks to God that even though the village would be lost, that they could still have refuge in God. You know what happened? That Swedish general changed his tune. He said, No. We won't charge you 30,000 florinas. We'll charge you 2,000, which was an amount the village could afford and survive. That's the power of thanksgiving to a world that doesn't practice it. Let's be this week in family gatherings and the way that we live. Let's be like the people of Deuteronomy 8. Let's be like Martin Rinkert and share celebration in the midst of challenge. Amen.